Thank you, Brad, and good morning. A federal judge is expected to make a ruling today on a lawsuit filed by Central Valley farmers over the scheduled release of water from the Trinity Reservoir. Judge O'Neill imposed an injunction of the release, and local leaders in the Hoopa tribe have asked the judge to lift the injunction and allow the release of the water to avert harming fish stocks in local rivers. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors again threw their support behind the tribe and the water release, noting that water contracts and agreement that go back 60 years give tribal rights priority over other users. Hoopa tribal members have traveled to Fresno to protest before and during the hearing and to assert their water rights and press the judge to avoid another fish kill on the Klamath. In addition, Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough will chair a special meeting of the Assembly Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture this afternoon. The release of water from the Trinity Reservoir will be a key agenda item, and you can watch that meeting online. Two local independent newspapers, the Arcata Eye and the McKinleyville Press, will both cease to exist after they publish their final editions on September 25th. That doesn't mean news is dead in the Mad River Valley, however, because a new newspaper, the Mad River Union, will be born as the two papers merge their assets, with the first edition of that new paper scheduled for October 2nd. In a press release on Tuesday, owners Kevin Hoover of the Eye and Jack Durham of the Press said that by joining forces, they can report more news from their communities and expand to cover areas that receive little notice currently. The paper will have offices in the Jacoby Storehouse in Arcata, current home of the Eye, and the publishers say they will maintain an independent, nonpartisan community newspaper that reflects the character and diversity of that community. And firefighters on the fire line east of Hoopa wish some water would fall from the sky as crews continue to battle the Corral Fire, which has burned more than 6,000 acres since being ignited by lightning on August 10th. Fire crews are also battling limited access to the fire area, rough, steep terrain, as well as more lightning strikes. 25 fire engines will be staged on the south side of the fire today to prevent its spread toward communities along Highway 299, and a red flag warning remains in effect for the area. There are no road closures as of yet, and fire officials met with local residents last night in Orleans. Preventing the fire from spreading to the east and south remains the top priority, and smoke from the fire is affecting air quality as well. And law enforcement across the North Coast continues the search for 33-year-old Zach Scott, a man suspected of robbing a Subway shop in Crescent City at gunpoint over the weekend, stealing an employee's car, and evading police. Scott was spotted by tribal officers in Klamath and fled the scene in the stolen car, hitting a tribal officer. They fired at the vehicle, wounding Scott. Scott, who has a long rap sheet, is described as an adult white male, 5'7", 135 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last week, the Board of Supervisors declared a local emergency in Wyatt due to a broken water line. Hundreds of citizens will lose access to water if the temporary repairs to the water infrastructure fall apart. The situation in Wyatt has raised concerns over potential emergencies in larger cities in the county. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza spoke about the financial struggles his city is facing.
Our municipal water agency was supported by two pulp mills that are no longer there. So the rate payers are going to have to pay for that. And the cities are the wholesale customers, and we're going to have to pass that on. And Humboldt Bay Water has done an exceptional job stretching the dollar, I mean, deferring maintenance and capital improvements, but they can only go so long.
Mendoza added that the city is looking at alternatives to financing improvements, including a capital improvement project.
We're currently updating our CIP now, and quite honestly, some of those infrastructure things, you know, you have to finance them, and you're going to be seeing entities probably looking at financing things now because the interest rates are going to be going up. So we're going to try to do these sort of things while the interest rates are lower.
Maintaining a strong water infrastructure is an essential component to providing water service to the local community. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.